on the RGJ the other day saying, on behalf of IHOP, he's the regional manager for IHOP.
Right.
On behalf of, you know, thank you, community support, it's a wonderful message. He's coming. We just had got final, and I'm getting confirmations every day of folks that are wanting to come.
Of course, and there'll be more and more.
So we got the Adjutant General of Nevada. He's a Brigadier General. He's the highest ranking, you know, and he's coming. He's going to speak on behalf of the National Guard.
Because Sandoval's there, that's
and
why.
And then, you know, Mayor Cashell is going to come, of course. You know, it's one of those things where, and just so people understand, the money that we're going to raise, again, 100% of the net proceeds is going to be split evenly.
How much are the tickets?
They're $40.
$40 each. That's a good
deal. So you get a dinner. Real nice
dinner.
Lots
of great people.
And some great people to meet.
Good cause.
You know, the silent auction. We're going to have raffles. We're going to give away a lot of cool stuff.
Semi-formal attire.
Well, meaning, you know, what would you wear if you had to go to the governor's office? Governor's house to eat dinner?
Dress up.
Blue jeans.
Not what you're wearing. Not what I'm wearing.
Thank you.
You know.
Kind of what I'm wearing.
Well, you can do us a wonderful service, Lady J, if you would tell women out there, what does semi-formal mean? Because they ask me, and
dressy.
I'm like, I don't know. I
wear your black dress.
A pantsuit,
wear your red.
I don't have a black dress. What does it mean for a man?
Well, the thing
is. Well, a man is a suit, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, you know,
at least
shirt
a jacket.
Tie, yeah. Or a jacket.
At least a jacket.
Mm-hmm. Well, a jacket and a nice shirt.
Nice shoes. No tennis shoes.
No tennis shoes, no jeans.
That's it. Where can they get their tickets, Rich?
They can get them online. NevadaDay.com, by the way, has got all of the information on all of
the
events of Nevada Day. Plus, of course, right on the homepage, boom, there it is. You can buy tickets online. And then there's two locations in Reno, Carson. Two locations here in Reno, the Grand Sierra Resort, box office, Sportsman's Warehouse on Kitski and Moana, because they're a sponsor of Nevada Day. Because the theme for Nevada Day is the great outdoors.
Fabulous.
So in Carson City, you can go to the Visitor Center, right next to the Railroad Museum, and then the Nevada Day office itself on Telegraph, right along the main drag.
Thank you, Rich Crombie.
No problem.
Thanks for putting this together, the Governor's Banquet. I love it.
It's going to be next Thursday. It is a who's who.
It's going to be fun.
Who's who.
For a good cause.
Absolutely.
Have a good time.
So I should
Thank
be
you.
There.
Yeah. Who's you? Who's you?
Come on.
We'll be back. We've got our Better Living segment because it's Breast Cancer Month, so we'll be back with Broadview.
The Panama Show. Live, local, and fun. Weekdays 10 to 1 on 1270 The Buzz.
Hi, Nick Garcia here from Reno Media Group. Have you ever felt like you're the smartest business in your industry and you can't understand why more people aren't buying what you have to offer? Look, we're in an environment today where you need answers as a business. You need real results and we can help big time. You want to be the first business that consumers think of when they need a product or service, and I can show you how to do that. We'll teach you how to master three key marketing tactics and how to crush any competitor. Take the step today to dominate your industry. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. Look, if you don't find ways to increase your profits, your competitors are going to. Whether you're a one-man business or a multi-million dollar company that needs an edge, be the one of the few that takes action, and we'll add your name to our list of clients that absolutely dominate in their industry using our proven formula. Call now, 343-5500. That's 343-5500. I'm looking forward to taking your business to the next level.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview, the inaugural Nevada Day Governor's Banquet. Ooh, gosh, that's going to be fantastic. What a great night that's going to be.
He said a who's who, so I think if we're not there, people are going to be disappointed.
Who's yous?
So where's the Broadview crowd?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to be saying.
Okay, well, who's going? Are you going? You got $40?
Not on me.
You can't give freebies to things that are important like this.
Okay?
And
gotcha.
I know that's what you want. No. Yeah. I think it's going to be great. Once again, don't forget the inaugural Nevada Day Governor's Ball. Excellent. And even Sandoval's going to be there. I mean, that'll be a treat, don't you think? I think so. I like Sandoval, what he does.
We could probably get some good guests for the show.
Hey, we could, couldn't
we?
The party will be over by then. It's Thursday.
The party's over. No, I mean, if we went to the dinner, we could, you know, hand out Broadview cards.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, that's how you get ahead.
What kind of publicity freak are you?
No, it doesn't sound like me. It doesn't sound like me at all.
Okay, well, this is Breast Cancer Month, October being Breast Cancer Month.
Still?
All kinds of grants. Still October, JP.
Okay.
We got another week of October, but it is Breast Cancer Month.
When do the men get the prostate month? I mean, that's what I want to
know. Well, I told you, start it. Start it. Get the sack rolling. Okay?
This doesn't sound the same. I don't know.
No, it doesn't. Save the sacks. Save the sack. Ooh, this time, your Better Living segment is being brought to you by Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op, supporting local economic recovery. Choose local first. Live local RenoSparks.com. They're located at 1301 Cordon in Reno, and they're online with a national directory that's absolutely free. So check into all that. Dave Asher, he's so fantastic. So what we're doing here is honoring October as Breast Cancer Month. Some information for our Better Living segment. Using data from a nationwide network of breast cancer registries, researchers analyzed more than 386,000 mammograms from about 170,000 women who began having the breast X-ray between 1994 and 2006. Now, over 10 years of screening, the study estimates 61% of women who've had annual mammograms, 42% of women who have had twice-a-year mammograms.
Twice a year.
Are called back at least once for a follow-up. And those every other year is 45%. Those that do it biennial, you know, every other year. 45% of women are called back to say that their test has come back positive for cancer. We're talking
false positives here.
Yes. And there's so many of them. It's unbelievable.
Kind of makes you wonder if you should be getting a mammogram.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you right now a story.
Okay.
6 years ago, I had my mammogram. They called me back and said I had breast cancer. Well, no. They called me back and said they wanted to do a biopsy. I said, okay, I'm going to do it. Whatever's up is up. It's the kind of person I am. I did it. Of course, stress for 5 days until you get the results. It came back negative. They told me, no way. This is positive. You have it.
What do you mean?
I don't believe it. They told me, no. I know it came back negative, but I want you to see a surgeon. I swear to God.
What's that all about?
We went, and actually, it's really the first time I think I ever had my sweetheart with me where I felt like we had a menage a trois. But the doctor invited him in to check me. And he checked me and showed the x-rays and everything. And we had all kinds of questions. And of course, I'm numb, I'm in total disbelief and denial. There's no way. So we go through the whole process. He says, yes, you do. You have it. We have to go in and we have to do a surgical biopsy inside. We've got to take a look at it.
The biopsy was negative.
And you've got to sign. I know. Well,
okay.
See?
Just don't get ahead of the story.
Don't get ahead of the story. She tells him, he says, well, look at this. What about this one taken 2 years ago? Biennial. Taken 2 years ago. He goes, well, that does look a little suspicious there. He's got it in his office. And this is one of the top five breast surgeons here in Northern Nevada. I'm not going to mention his name. It isn't necessary. My point is to double check, triple check. Do never go in and just, oh, yes, it is. Get your results. Make sure the doctor's seen your results. My sweetheart turned to him and said, well, why did her test come back negative? And he said, oh, her test came back negative?
He didn't know.
Let me look through.
What? Are you kidding me?
They had convinced him at the mammogram clinic with the doctor there that I had it. It was it. He didn't even follow up on all the minute little details. And he did have my new mammogram there. And my sweetheart said, that's kind of crazy there. What that? And he goes, well, yeah, if I'd have seen that, I would have been suspicious. Right after that is when my sweetheart said, well, why did her come back negative? Oh, her came back negative. Wait, what? Well, years later, I don't have it. I've had a mammogram since. Nobody has any suspicion that I do. My point is, for breast health, do not listen to one person.
So they were trying to do surgery on you.
I would probably be missing my two big girls here. You know what I mean? At least one of them. I swear, if I had given...
Makes you angry, doesn't it?
Well, it makes me scared.
Yeah.
It makes me afraid for all of us women. And here it is. I mean, you can get this information online, the breast buster myths, that just because you go and you get a mammogram and they say this looks like it, so many biopsies. They're talking here of 27% of all biopsies are not necessary. 34% of all surgeries for biopsies are not necessary. So many false positives are happening right in this day and age. So don't be afraid to wait a little bit of time to see someone else, to get a second opinion, to right. have another mammogram done. Make sure the doctor has all of the information, all of it. He doesn't know your biopsy came back negative. It's just real important, ladies, and I just want to give you the encouragement to not be so afraid that you just run right in and go, tell your story, JP.
Yeah, I had a cancer diagnosis when I was young.
No, tell your cousin's
that's
story.
What you're doing.
We're talking prostate. This
okay,
is breast cancer.
We don't
okay,
want to
we'll get to that
I
later.
I do know somebody who whose mother died of breast cancer and mm-hmm. who had fibroid, I don't know what they're called.
Fibroid
and,
cysts.
And yeah. every time they found one in an exam, she'd have to go in and get a biopsy. And at one point, they do it with a needle and they went too far and punctured her lung. And finally she said, I'm just not doing this anymore. My mom died of it. I seem to have too many of these. So she had both her breasts taken off.
Yeah, because of the diagnosis, because she's not getting all the answers and the results.
Just made life a lot easier for her, eh?
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes I've thought it would be easier when you have to go through these scares, but it isn't. Just take it a step further. Just step back for a minute, take a deep breath, and the survival rate is just astronomical anymore. So make sure you've got the right information. Make sure you get a second opinion, and don't be afraid to say, I want to see everything you know, and make sure they know everything.